B-Pod Studios.
Don't, you know, be a diva.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
They're very big. The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, you got a little something? I gave all the words for breast that I could think of.
First of all, I feel bad this morning for a lot of the bars here in Boston who are wanting to open up because they were originally slated to open up in phase 3. You know, right now we're in phase 2.1 where they've been opening up restaurants where you can eat outside. And I think later on in phase 2, whether it's next week or the week after, that's when you're going to be able to eat inside. I know, Fred, down in Tennessee, you ate inside of a restaurant.
In fairness, everything was spread out. And in reality, I swear to you, I was the only person inside the restaurant. I made sure that, because again, I was with my parents. But it is weird coming back to Boston from being in Tennessee, and just how like different things are here. Again, I didn't go out very often. I, you know, stayed at my parents' house 99% of the time, but I had to get Bojangles. I had to get my Bojangles. Is there anything better in the world than Bojangles?
Cold Bojangles, yes. I would say Bojangles the second day is even better than Bojangles the first day.
You got that right, Jack. And how about that coleslaw? I'm not going to lie to you. I had Bojangles twice, and I was so emaciated that I only put on like 3 pounds. I ate fast food legit at least once a day for a month.
Oh, it's a dream. It's a dream come true, man.
I mean, Arby's is legit.
I love Arby's. It's because, and everyone's going to say, that's not real roast beef. I know. It's not, but it's delicious.
It's chopped up hot dogs.
Yeah, and it's great. And it's the way that it's so wet that it melts right into the bun, which just squishes into it. Awesome. I mean,
it's better than real roast beef. It's 1,000 times better than real roast beef.
And by the way, there are some roast beef places in New England that rule. Matter of fact, I always joke about Mike's roast beef, you know, being right there across from the Encore. But that place is amazing.
Why?
Because it tastes like an Arby's. Because it's like the way that they cut it and the size of it. But there's certain like roast beef places that everyone brag about where you go and you get a roast beef sandwich that's the size of a hubcap. And that's too much. Like there has to be an awesome bun to meat ratio, and it has to be wet to where everything kind of mushes together into a big like ball of goo. That's what makes a good roast beef sandwich.
Let me tell you one thing. Very disappointed by Taco Bell. Very disappointed. And second of all, poor McDonald's. When you're on the street of dreams,
yeah,
ain't a lot of business rolling in that way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because they're on the street of dreams. It has every fast food restaurant. Like, if you can name one that's not on there, I'd be very impressed.
I mean, who's the king of the street of dreams? It's usually the Bell, right?
Arby's.
No.
Chick-fil-A had a 45-minute wait. Then Steak and Shake is my wife took the kids. She had to pick them up from baseball. And they went to Steak and Shake, and there was a 45-minute wait.
I remember people going to the Steak and Shake, and there being a line, because the drive-thru's always packed at Steak and Shake. For some reason, it takes longer to make the stuff at Steak and Shake than most other places. And I remember it being right next to a Dairy Queen, and me thinking, why would you go to Steak and Shake when there's a Dairy Queen right next to it? Their shakes are superior. Their ice cream is superior. In my opinion, their burgers are superior to Steak and Shake. Like, Dairy Queen is just – by the way, Dairy Queen, you could put it there. Like, that, they may not be the king of the Street of Dreams, but they're like the Duke. Like, they're like –
They took away the Dairy Queen by my parents' house. It's a legal office now. I mean, it's just like the neighborhood's gone to hell.
It's all gone to hell when you take away the Dairy Queen.
Yeah, they took away the Queen. But so that's the only one that's not on the Street of Dreams. But other than that, it's everything. And it's every other building.
It's amazing. It's amazing. And I think that later on, not just them, but a bunch of other restaurants, it's within the next week or the next 2 weeks, you're going to be able to go in. And to be quite honest, it looks pretty cool. Like, having all these restaurants outdoors with the patios, it's awesome. And the weather has been really nice over the last week, too, so it's been perfect for it. But You know, there's certain streets that have not gotten, you know, the licensing yet. Like, you still have to apply. You can't just say, hey, because we're having hard times, you can put your stuff outside. No, you have to still get a license for all of that. And there's certain businesses, like in Somerville, I've been reading about. They've been trying to apply, and they haven't gotten theirs yet, and it's been taking a while.
Well, there's a bar in Newton that just took over a parking lot. And, like, I guess it's – I haven't seen it, but I guess it's, like, jammed. Like, all the seats are full. Like, people are just like, hell yeah. Like, if I want to be outside and I want to eat.
Well, maybe so. You haven't been on Twitter and follow anybody at the radio station or in local media. But if you happen to...
I know what you're talking about.
If you somehow happen
to... I'm going.
I follow Joe Murray. Don't you worry. Yeah. Don't you worry about that at all.
I mean, yesterday they rolled out the outdoor Kowloon dining that they had there, which is just one step closer to the car hop, baby.
At the precipice of everything, they are truly groundbreaking.
But I mean, I think everybody that I follow at the radio station, almost every account somehow tweeted like a Kowloon thing. Except for
Scott Zoll. Should really just get free food. At a certain point, I mean, this has become your cause.
Yeah.
Like, people are like, hey, COVID-19, like, it's O'Hara's that has the parking lot. They must get, like, $5 billion in advertising at this radio station.
It's true. Like, I mean, it's hysterical because you just scroll through and you're like, oh my God. Like, even like people who are just reporters that I might follow, like Mike Lynch yesterday is like tweeting, hey, Kowloon doing it right again. I'm like, what are we, like, everybody has this thing with Kowloon, which is awesome. And Andy Wong's a great guy.
Which is great, charitable. But if you live in one of the five places you can get there from.
Yeah, the western suburbs where I am are out.
Yeah.
That's a long way.
Yeah, John, I'm not going to Kowloon. I'd have to leave at like 4 in the morning.
I know.
I head out to August. Yeah. We'll just take you about 20
years. No, it's one of those things where you have to make a day of it to get up there. Yeah.
Yeah. But by the way, if you're somebody who's like, you know, having to, because this is a whole new world for servers too. So the servers have to wear masks, Fred, and there's all these different precautions you have to take. And meanwhile, you know, you've got, you know, people in groups, and I bet that there's, I was talking about, imagine going and eating with kids when you're supposed to like keep spread out. I mean, the kids are just going to run into everybody and do all that stuff too. And they've got to be policemen as well. This has got to be, I mean, a nightmare. So my thing is that if you're not tipping these people big during this time, then you're just you're a garbage human being. Like, even if the service is slower, expect it. Even if it's not, you know, exactly the way you want it or the menu's limited, you still overtip in times like this. And I guarantee you there are people who are already bitching about the little inconveniences of things not being exactly the same. And I know we're like 3 days into this, but I wonder if anyone's experienced that. 617-779-0985 if you have. But I was thinking about these poor bars, because they were supposed to open in phase 3. Now, the way that they're categorizing a bar is that if you, like right now, if you have a bar in your restaurant, you can open up for outdoor service, and later on in phase 2, you can open up and still have people come inside, but no one's allowed to sit at the bar during that time.
Right.
If you're a place that doesn't have meals with your drinks, that's a bar, and they just got bumped from phase 3, which is not for another 3 weeks, to phase 4, which is basically defined as when there is a vaccine.
I know. It's like Hogan's Run with the big fake kitchen that they had and the chips.
Just to
Hogan's
get under
Run.
The...
Okay. I'm going to say it's no longer a business, so I feel confident saying this. But to my knowledge, as someone who was put behind the bar there on more than one occasion, so bartenders could go out and do things bartenders do, acquire things. To my knowledge, they had a fake industrial fan outside, because I never saw a stove or anything back there. So that is, again, My memory might be a little off, but I do. All I know is when you said, "What do you got?" and they'd be like Lay's potato chips.
Yeah, the 7 sad bags of Utz potato chips hanging behind the counter didn't qualify them as a restaurant.
Yeah, I would. But I mean, how many like bars are there that don't serve food?
There's quite a few. I mean, there's a decent amount that I mean, I think that it has to be food. I think that it can't be just like something that you could order up at the bar. You know what I mean? Like you'd have to have meals, and there is a qualification. Okay. So I don't quite know how. But I just know that they got bounced all the way to like nightclubs.
So safe.
Well, think about nightclubs. It's like a bar and nightclub. You know, nightclubs don't have like,
tons
of food.
Nightclubs, right? But if the bar doesn't, I mean, if they're not selling food and. Thank God. I mean, it was the horror of walking into one of those places.
Let's go to Bill on line one. He owns a place and says that people have – let's see how they've been doing.
All right, Bill, go ahead.
Hey, it's been really cool here. We set up our outdoor deck, and there's just been a steady line of people, and everybody's been really chill. And although we have a limited menu and all that stuff, and like you were saying, it's just been really – it's been a good time. We've been having a lot of fun.
Good. At least people are –
There's a bar that is like my local that hasn't opened up yet, but when it does, I don't even know who's going to come back to it, but if there are people I know, I'm going to give them money because they put up with me and didn't kick me out. So I think I owe them some sort of severance. So we'll deal with that when that happens.
So yeah, but that's it. But I mean, if you know, you're talking about nightclubs and places like that, there was an article that, you know, some of these places are struggling to even make it to when this phase 4 is going. See, phase 4 is the scary one if you're a business.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, phase 3 is going to be just kind of when people feel comfortable with phase 2, you can move to phase 3.
Yeah, you figure like it's in 3 or 4 weeks that they would move to it. Right.
Right. And then there's a little bit of hope for you. But right. phase 4, I mean, I checked this morning. It's when there's a vaccine or a treatment.
Yeah.
So who knows when that is going to be? And, you know, I mean, I guess I wonder if you're a bar right now or a nightclub, if you're immediately figuring out, all right, how do we start learn how to serve food? And like, how do we get into that requirement just under the radar so we can be able to at least bring a little bit of money in?
And if you look at the information that's been coming out about COVID, it's been fairly positive recently in terms of they're finding out new ways about how it's you know more than me, but they're finding out ways that they thought it could be transmitted where maybe it can't be transmitted. So,
well, the reason that Governor Baker said that they moved it from these bars from phase 3 to phase 4 is he pointed out the spikes that have happened over the last week in some of the states that opened up early. I know Florida right. has had an issue with that.
And Texas is up almost 40%.
And Texas is up too. But you know what the thing is, though? I always, whenever I look at those numbers, I always try to see whether or not it's testing or it's deaths.
Oh, yeah.
And because that's everything. Because testing could mean that it's just more widespread and you're finding out that more people have it. It's still not good when the numbers are high,
no,
obviously.
No, of course not. But like, yeah, it's the hospital population and how many beds are using and the fatalities.
And I guess in Florida and Texas, those are up as well. And that's a little – I mean, it's a little concerning. It's not as high as the people who have been tested positive. But, I mean, I know why Governor Baker did it, but the thing that I saw – when I just saw that, I'm like, oh, man, it's got to suck if you're one of these bars and you're just sitting there waiting.
Yeah, it sucks. I mean, a ton of hospitality industries are going to close. I mean, you can't afford to be out of business for – I mean, they're – what do they say about a restaurant? It takes you like 3 years to make a profit. I mean, you can't shut down for 4 months. I mean, you're not going to be able to do it. So
you know what I say? I say open up a car.
They don't mind me.
Fred, do you want to take line 2?
I don't have it on. Go ahead.
Okay. All right, let's just take it. Ray, what's up, man? You're on Toucher and Rich.
Hey, guys. Hey. Fred, I was just listening to you explain your diet that last week in Tennessee. I am really worried about you. Your colon is crying out for help right now. It's desperate.
Dude, I lost 30 pounds. I lost 30 pounds.
Because your diet is so unnutritious that your body's just shedding that stuff out.
Hey. In reality, it's because I got so frantic that I stopped eating, which has had no repercussions socially. But I, everyone's a huge fan of mine. But I'm the bee's knees. Everyone just loves me right now. It's gonna. There's nothing left to. I don't have to write people notes or anything. But no, I lost 30 pounds from not eating, and then after the month there, I didn't put any. I put on like 3 pounds. Now I did. I was consistently active. I was active every day, but you know, yeah, I ate a bunch of crap. I don't know what to tell you. Didn't put any weight on. All right, so we'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more Toucher and Rich on 98.5 Sports Hub.
Last week, we heard about an unfortunate incident in Tampa where a fire burned down a high school storage shed full of their team's football equipment. Sadly, they lost it all. Well, the Gronk Nation Youth Foundation and my new team, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, are all about helping youth reach their full potential. So we're going to do just that. To the Blake High School Yellow Jackets, you're getting a brand new storage unit and new football equipment to replace everything that was lost, courtesy of our foundation and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers Foundation. So keep working hard this summer, stay active, and stay healthy, and my new teammates and I are looking forward to seeing you soon. Fire.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. And that is, I'm guessing that is Kurt Vonnegut from a earlier interview.
A dramatic reading.
A dramatic reading from Mr. Vonnegut. But,
Fred, that right there, there's two different things I kind of want to shoot up, like go in two different directions here. First of all, that was Rob Gronkowski doing a very good thing. Replacing, I guess there was a fire at a high school and it got all their stuff burned and he's replacing it. I'm not sure why insurance doesn't do that, but good on Gronk. That's awesome that he's being able to step up and do that for the team. But the two other things. Rob Gronkowski, Fred, I've been talking about that new Game On TV show that he's been on, and I pledged to myself that tonight was going to be the last episode that I watch because, to be quite honest, it's the loudest. You know what it is? It's the birth ritual of game shows. It's just like it never comes down. It's this like in your face, like a Oompa band inside of an airplane hangar. It's that loud. But tonight, Fred, I'm watching it especially for you because this is the evening that he is joined by special guest host James Corden.
Yes, that I love very much.
Yes, James Corden, married James Corden, yes.
I'm married to a woman.
Yes, it's going to be. Tonight is the Gronk and James Corden episode together.
Oh, we had a cat-steamed wedding where everyone sang and there was merriment.
He was Rum Tum Tugger, yes.
So, I was Rum Tum Tugger. I was tugging everything in front of me.
I bet you were. So this is a... I'm married! Completely married. I mean, just straight as an arrow. So there is a...
Like Rock Hudson.
Okay, so he
was very faithful to his bride.
We will analyze that audio for you tomorrow, Fred, because I know that this is going to be something that is going to bring you joy. Because
please welcome... the incredible Macy Gray!
Yeah! You have such huge stars as Macy Gray.
Kicking a soccer ball.
I remember you, Macy Gray, from when you did that thing.
You had that.
Oh, Macy Gray, you're such a delight when you did that one thing. I don't recall it, but I do have a lovely wife.
Okay, that's a tale of two replacement shows. You've got the one thing about Game On is that they took their replacement show, they blew them up as if they're huge stars, and it wasn't ironically. It was like
I call him Coolio.
Coolio, have you met my wife?
Yes, James Corden, I know you're married.
I call him Coolio.
Yes. Slide, side, slippity slide. I know you're a big fan of that. So, and then they brought out Mark McGrath from Sugar Ray. And this was like, they went down as like, he had a number one song for a week.
I'm putting Mark McGrath at a higher plane than
ladies and gentlemen, Mark McGrath. Yeah!
The best. At least he's done TV and had like several hits. Like, I don't recall what Macy Gray did other than she's ugly.
Well, they did that. You know, she had that song, the
Walk Away. Okay, yeah, all right. Well, what's the name of it?
I Try, I think.
Oh,
right?
You ruined the bit. You ruined the bit.
No, I don't even know if that's it. I just, it's the first words of the chorus. I try to walk away, Ryan.
Oh, Macy Gray.
So, but they showed Mark McGrath, and it was great because then they have the camera kind of panning over, and like nobody knows what's going on. And J.R. Smith is like, they just say a name of someone? Because I don't know who this guy is. So, that's one thing on that show, they blow it up. At least on like Holy Moly, when they bring out celebrities, they do it completely ironically. Yes. Like, I mean, John Lovitz, they just called him Long John Lovitz. They dressed him as a pirate, like, hello. And that was it. It was funny.
I did comedy at 60.
They brought out Steve Guttenberg randomly. Steve Guttenberg.
Gutenberg's never been hotter, so I'm actually not kidding. Like, Gutenberg's got a show that everyone's like, you got to watch it. It's like the
really
world,
what show is this?
It's like The World According to Gutenberg. He's fascinating. First of all, his voice is like ASMR to the max, and second of all, he's like fascinating. The way he talks, go find any podcast where he's talking on it, and it's absolutely fascinating.
Okay,
so you know. Just do it before.
I never minded the Goot. I never had a problem with the Goots.
But it's funny because he went from like the nerd in The Big Chill, by the way, who are in that film portrayed by actors and actresses younger than Rich and I, but which is always a fun thing to think of. And like he was this nerd, and then he became a sexual object, just like the Magooty twins.
There we go.
Write that one down.
Yep.
Okay. So I don't even know how we transfer. Oh yeah, we're talking about Rob Gronkowski. He did something for charity, which you know was neat. And there's been a lot of that going on with the Patriots. And yesterday, Devin McCourty was honored because of his charitable work. And there's a group that he works with called Boston Uncornered. It's their whole thing is that they get people out of gangs and try to have them go to college. I've read a little bit about it. It seems like a pretty good, a very good charity, actually. So, but there was a Zoom session that was together and like doing an honor. It was almost like it would usually be a charity ball, but instead it was a celebrity Zoom thing, and a lot of his teammates and people went on there. Now, there's some people who are just better at not only speaking, but better at Zoom than others.
Right.
So I just want to play a quick game of who's speaking and who's reading. All right? This is just a game of who do you think is speaking and who do you think's reading?
fair enough.
Let's start with Robert Kraft. Robert Kraft apparently was very charitable yesterday, and he got on and did a Zoom side-by-side with Devin McCourty.
Seeing a group like Boston Uncornered doing what they're doing, stuff that someone like myself might not see, but it's so important for the future of this community. I give you great, great kudos, and I want you to know that our first gift in this area of trying to make the community a little better and doing things in the social justice area, we want to honor you with our first $100,000 gift this month.
Okay. To me, that's a guy. Is he talking or reading?
Talking.
That's a guy talking.
Yeah. Talking.
All right. That's a guy talking. All right. Now let's go to Tom Brady. Tom Brady, who joined via Zoom as well.
I know sometimes you wouldn't think that I'd be looking up to you because I'm a lot older than you, but the reality is I have, and I've learned more from you than you probably ever learned from me.
That to me sounds like he's talking. Like he's talking. That,
right.
To me,
I don't buy it, but all right.
All right. Well, then he's very smooth. Yeah, and now,
I mean, I have called him Carlos Santana for a very, very long time. The second time I've used that stupid joke.
Because he is smooth, and it's not a stupid joke.
I just call him the 20.
That's right, you call him the match. Now let's get to Bill Belichick.
Conversations across our country and within our team will help lead to paving the way for a better future. Following your lead, and the example of other incredible men on our team, I look forward to increasing my role in this process. Healthy discussion leads to actions, and actions that you have brought to the forefront have resulted in progress.
Oh boy!
Yeah, I mean, it was the robot. I mean, he just and he looked. It looked like a hostage video.
I don't want to get overly political, but he is. If this is a time of where the players are real pissed, he's got a lot of work to do. I'll tell you that.
Oh no, I just think that any time that he had to speak on a thing like Zoom. He just wanted to make sure that he got the words absolutely perfect.
Yep, that's what I'm saying. As I'm saying, you got a lot of work to do, dude.
I was like, Belichick, blink three times if you're in trouble, if your life's in danger.
I don't think that these guys are your biggest fans.
No, they apparently, from what we've read, in fairness, he's been sitting down with these guys, and Slater came out, and a bunch of other players said that he's been awesome during all this. But that right there is a man who, it honestly looks like it's a ransom note.
Conversations across our country and within our team will help lead to paving the way for a better future.
I mean, that's it's as robotic as you could possibly get sitting there.
Yeah, he's not speaking from the heart.
Well, he might be writing from the heart, but he's definitely a little more awkward than the. I mean, Kraft goes out there, he's just rambling off, rattling off what he's what he's thinking. You know, he's giving these donations. Brady comes out there, he's as smooth as can be, Santana, and then you've got Belichick, and it's just he couldn't look like he's any more nervous to be on Zoom. Zoom is not his friend.
There's too many faces. The world is coming to an end. There's far too many faces.
I'm being told that Macy Gray had a cameo in the first Spider-Man movie, so put that on the resume.
Okay.
I watched Spider-Man, the first one.
Who remembers that?
Not long ago.
And I remember, she was? She was surprised in it. The Green Goblin, she's at the parade, and the Green Goblin flies over and she goes, what?
What?
And that was it.
How do you remember the first one?
The Green Goblin was in the first one.
Willem Dafoe is the Green Goblin,
right? Okay. I didn't know that was the Green Goblin.
Please welcome the incredible Macy Gray!
We can't find her national anthem because it's one of the best.
Is it Peele or...
That was Key.
Keegan-Michael Key.
You're Key, who I think is a very talented person... How pissed are you about the way things went down? You're the guy that you co-starred with is one of the biggest directors in Hollywood, and you're hosting, hey, look, I can fit in a hole.
Yeah.
And I think the guy's funny, too. But all right, Rich, what do we have coming up there in the old stackaroo?
All right, we've got a mega star in Hollywood doing one of his friends the biggest solid you could possibly do a friend. And we also have a little more news regarding the return of the NBA as well.
All right, so we'll get right to that. Here are the headlines.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub. Sports Hub headlines.
The Major League Baseball player.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
Oh, 98.5, the Sports Hub. Let's throw it to Moneybag. It's Johnny W., who's got an actual endorsement. Must be nice. Go ahead, Johnny.
Stack is sponsored by my good friend.
Oh, Fred, you bitched about endorsements. First of all, I'm being facetious. And second of all, why should John get endorsements? No one likes them. Go ahead.
Stack is sponsored by my good friends at Window Nation, Fred. It's Window Nation's buy two, get two free sale. No down payment, no payments, and 0% financing for 12 full months. You can find them by going to windownation.com.
You underestimate the buying power of the Wallaholics there, Fred. Come on.
If National Window, I'm sure they're a fantastic company.
Window Nation.
I said Window Nation.
Oh, I thought you said something else. I'm sorry.
Gordon Eads.
All right, that's not my fault. Rich, is that my fault?
No, it's not your fault.
Rich is the only one of you that knows what's going on.
Yeah.
And don't you worry about it. It's a miracle I'm on the air today.
All right. Go ahead. All right. Well, during the break, unfortunately, I did the very sad task of, disappointing task of going to Pierre LeBrun's Twitter account because, to be quite honest, Pierre LeBrun, if you don't know who he is, he's basically the Adrian Wojnarowski of all things hockey.
TSN, yep.
Yeah, over at TSN. And he is I went and just – I was like, did I miss something? I mean, how has it been like a week and we haven't heard any kind of news with all this news breaking with the NBA? And despite there being no actual agreement, at least the Major League Baseball have been going back and forth. Like they're attempting something. And it just seems like it's been radio silence for at least over a week. So I was like, I'm going to check out Pierre LeBrun's Twitter account, see if there's anything new on the start of the season. And, man, I have been scrolling through and there's nothing. I mean, there has been no news leaked out. And I got excited this morning, John, because I heard your report that, you know, Marchand said last night that he's going to be practicing today. I believe he's going to be along with Bergeron. Charo's already there. It's like the captains, you know, they're leading these skates.
Here's why I would not be upset is that they are coming back to Boston. And if there was not an intention to play, they would not be within 100 miles a year.
So he was saying Chara got his entire family in the car, three kids under the age of 11, and drove them from Florida to Boston.
Yeah, they know they're playing. And it's better. No news is better than bad news. So I'm telling you, they're not going to be out there skating at the facility if they don't believe that this is going to happen.
I just think of the timing, Fred, though. I mean, okay, so here's what we know about basketball. It's easier to cram in more basketball games than it is more NHL games just because of the physicality. And also, you are going to have some travel, at least at some point.
Okay, but Rich, let me stop you. The amount of games that they have left, first of all, if they played the whole season, there's like 14 games?
Yeah, they've already canceled the rest of it, though.
Yeah, it's starting with the playoffs. But they have a play-in game,
too. I know. And so the amount of games required is much less.
It's not. It's only 8 games left.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I was saying, as a matter of fact, it's even less than 8. It's only 6 because these guys are going to have a round robin to get in. So, I mean, the NBA is only adding 8 regular season games, and those are games, once again, that can be back-to-back. So,
Do you expect, of all the sports, hockey to be out in front announcing what they're doing?
No, I absolutely don't.
So, hockey isn't exactly like a leader. And what I think might be a problem, because I don't think they're going to have a problem with the players, and I don't think they're going to have a problem with management. And everything I'm reading about the COVID is they're not going to have a problem with that. What I think is they need Canada to buy in. And Canada has been stricter. If I'm not mistaken, I think that Canada has been stricter, and I think they desperately want to play games in Canada. And I mean, wouldn't you? I mean, like, okay, wouldn't you want to play in Toronto?
Fred, I've told you, it's fascinating to me that one of the things that people are quoting, that the reason Disney works so well is because they have so many basketball courts in this one spot where everyone can kind of go and there's plenty of room to practice. How is there not a Canadian hockey version of that? Like hockey rink world or hockey rink land.
Oh, I mean, they're very hesitant with – I think it's – again, this is just – I've read so much, and if I get lost and screw up, I apologize. But I believe Toronto – or that Canada is more strict than the U.S. right now. And I think that they want to play desperately in Canada, and that so far that has not been a possibility, and they're trying to get through that red tape in order to do that. But not – and now – you know, if you're barely going to have any fans there, I don't really know what the problem is. If I'm Winnipeg, I'm saying, please, please, please come. There's no other reason in the world.
See, our winter, it's not winter. It doesn't suck here. We're good. Yeah,
well, I guarantee it's not warm there.
Yeah,
and
sure.
So, I mean, you know, probably the ice has melted about it, you know, the centimeter. But I am actually not worried about hockey. That could change, but they don't seem like the kind of league that is, you know, grandstanding and doing all this stuff.
The other part of it is, Rich, and players were saying, well, we're not going to come back and start practicing unless phase three and phase four are negotiated between the two sides. I mean, why show up if you guys don't have a clear plan? I mean, right. And there are some players that are back at work. We talked about this yesterday with the Las Vegas Golden Knights. They had 5 or 10 players in. I think you get guys like Chara and Bergeron and Marchand to skate, a deal is close to happening. Yes, they know that the deal is just about done, and they're getting back on the ice to get ready.
And I have news for you. The coronavirus is not making them any of them hesitant. No.
It seems all about the location right now.
Yeah.
And the fact that they've had nothing really leaked out on any movement of that is, as I said, the time just seems to be getting really close, because if the NBA, you know, ends their season on the 12th of October, but they start on July 31st, the NHL playoffs is going to be a little bit longer than the NBA one, the way it's structured. So they got to start, unless they want to end in November. Like, they got to start soon. So that's why I was getting frustrated. I just, at this point, you know, it almost seems like they're going to have to go from 0 to 60 if they wait any longer.
I mean, they're going to have to. I mean, that's an excellent point. I mean, they're going to have to, once they figure everything out, go here.
It's go, go, go. Right.
Yeah, exactly. So I mean, I agree with you there.
In the meanwhile, the third best quarterback in his division would be the third best, Matt Ryan. He is a, although some people would say that Tom Brady may be behind Matt Ryan, but I don't think that's true. But he was interviewed yesterday. This was kind of funny. They're asking him about, like, what's it going to be like playing in a stadium with no fans. And they said, you know, like, are you against there being fake crowd noise?
They should watch a Falcons game from the 80s.
Sure. Who was the quarterback back in the 80s?
He was like
Barkowski,
right.
Steve Barkowski.
Yeah, Barkowski.
There you go.
Barkowski was all right. They actually had a little success for a time there, yes.
Sure. All right. Well, here is Matt Ryan being asked about whether he would have a problem with the fake crowd noise.
Well, I'm not sure. Our organization should be talking about pumping in crowd noise, but I think we had a small issue with that a little while ago. But whatever they want to do, it's cool with me. I'll be ready to go.
That is a decent self-deprecating burn. I have no problem with that whatsoever.
He lived up to his hype. It would be
that would be nice. That is not too bad. Speaking of guys who were Falcons and now are Patriots, have you seen the video that Mohamed Sanu posted yesterday? A bunch of people had retweeted it. So Mohamed Sanu is working out at home. I think he lives in Florida. I might be wrong, but he's not here. But he got this machine. I guess there's this robotics company in Dallas that specifically makes them, and it is a football launcher, and it's not just like a regular type of jugs machine. This one you can adjust to go at different angles, and
what do you call it?
A jugs machine. What's up there, Dennis?
Oh, yeah, that's what they call my hands.
I know, that's sad. Yes, Zach. Can't wait to have you back. Can't wait to have baseball back on TV. Just so
a
I can...
jugs machine.
Jugs is another word.
Hey, let's go Total Recall in this thing. Let's go triple header.
Look, I don't know how you would do that unless you just had two people in one standing sideways.
Anything. I heard the Corona gives you three boobies.
That's the Total Recall setting.
That's what I've been told.
Right. Okay, well,
two on the side, one in the middle.
Right.
Squish, squish.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And if you had the
if I ain't squishing, you'll soon be wishing.
So is it a six-pack situation if you have the alien Mamalucci twins?
Man, don't get gross.
Okay, so
the Mamalucci twins are saints.
Okay, yes, they are. All right, so
I based them in the back of my marrow.
I know you did, Dennis Eckersley. Thank you very much, fake Dennis Eckersley. So Muhammad
put a keg in the back, and I run the line to my face.
It's what many people did back in the day. So he's got this machine that he puts in his front yard, and he's loading up the footballs and launching them over the roof of his house and catching them in his backyard. And the best part of it is he's got a friend of his who's in the front yard and feeding it in, and he ran through with his cell phone through the middle of the house and was able to film Sanu catching the ball in the backyard with it.
You know what my dad used to do, and I'm not kidding, is he had a jugs machine that we still have it in Tennessee, and it's a jugs machine that fires out like plastic balls with the holes in them, and it can go 90.
Oh.
And he used to just fire them at me. Like over and over again.
You're not talking about the baseball kid, the thing that we all had?
No, it was a little more. I mean, the baseball kid
was the, was the big plastic, like goof, like freckled faced plastic kid that his arm would go pink.
If I don't have Twitter anymore, but I think if I did, you could see the. Now, the ball going 90 is disputable. It's supposed to. But you know what I can tell you about that thing? Not accurate. Not accurate at all. So you're taking your life in your own hands at that
well,
point.
All I can say is that so every once in a while you see an example of a celebrity doing a major solid for a friend of theirs. Anytime Rob Gronkowski brings his brothers along for any kind of event where they're getting paid, that's a solid.
Yeah.
Anytime, you know what? Here's a great example. Tom Petty, before he died, about a year or two before he died, found old band members of his from his very first band. And the band was called Mudcrutch, and recorded another album with them and released it. And you go through the album and you can absolutely tell which songs Tom Petty wrote and which songs the other guys wrote.
Yeah, not a lot of – I read his biography, the Mudcrutch show. Not good.
But a massive solid to the Mudcrutch guys.
Oh, no, it's great.
It was great.
It's fantastic.
So it looks like – Keanu Reeves has done a friend of his an unbelievable solid with this.
25 years ago, you played a concert in front of the entire world. 1 month ago, you played in Barso, California for 40 people, most of whom were there for $2 taco night. Bill and Ted, what have you got to say for yourselves?
Be excellent to each other. And party on, dudes.
Yep, Bill and Ted's 3. Bill and Ted Face the Music comes out this August. I'm looking forward to it. I actually am. But you want to talk about an amazing cool guy move on behalf of Keanu Reeves. He's one of the most bankable stars in Hollywood right now. And he put all of that on hold to do a movie to help out Alex Winter.
You know how funny Alex Winter is? It's like insane.
I heard he's actually pretty good, yeah.
No, he's great. He had Idiot Box on MTV, which I was one of my favorite shows. Alex Winter is like he's like the Melvins. Like, you know he's funny, but like, you know, sometimes he's not really getting there.
Sure.
You know, like, he's really, like, smart and funny, but...
Yeah.
He's like Mike Patton. Like, you, okay, you know, sing a song. But Alex Winter, and that is a huge solid, and I think Keanu Reeves is actually a really good person.
I've heard that, yeah.
Yeah, and, but Alex Winter, And I hope this helps his career because he gave me a lot of enjoyment with his work.
And he was one of the Lost Boys. And he was legitimately funny in the first Bill and Ted's. First Bill and Ted's is a good movie. I like it. The second one was not that great.
I have watched that. My kids lasted 15 minutes before they wanted to do something else. But no, I don't even remember the second one.
Second one's fine. I know that Jim Martin of Faith No More was an instructor in it, how to teach metal.
And then when he shaved and you went, oh, wow, this guy's good looking.
That's right. He didn't look like the long-haired guy with the weird glasses.
No, he was like, why would you possibly grow that beard? You're a handsome man.
The coolest thing about this Bill and Ted movie is that Steven Soderbergh, a very respected director, he did an interview recently where he just brought up, he goes, oh, by the way, you know what I just saw? He goes, I saw the new Bill and Ted's. You know, a friend of mine is somebody who was working on it, and he goes, it's amazing. He said, and I'm not just saying that. He goes, it's really good. So the word of mouth is they didn't phone this one in, and it's actually pretty well done. So I'll be there for that one.
I'm seeing it.
Me too.
I'm going to definitely see it. Well, listen, everyone, today was a lot of fun. I'm glad to be back on the air. I'll be on the air until the middle of August, unless I have other stuff I got to do.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. text Jason to 45911, and we'll send the link straight to your phone.